Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On November 9th, 1973, as the ripple effects of the Middle East-driven oil crisis reverberated across the region, the Barbados Advocate published an article on imminent price increases for food and fuel based on a schedule announced by government earlier that week. Barbadians would pay more for pork, a favorite, and rice, a staple which had been scarce for a number of weeks. The price of pork rose from $1.50 to $1.61 per pound. And the price of Guyanese rice rose from 15 cents per pint to 26 cents per pint. The price of liver from $1.18 to $1.29 per pound. And chicken feet from 55 cents to 61 cents per pound, much to the consternation of housewives across the island. In addition to the above-mentioned items, this edition of The Advocate reported an increase in the price of kerosene oil from 48 cents to 70 cents per gallon, still the primary fuel used for cooking by the majority of the working-class Barbadians. This report created great anxiety across the island. Moreover, the scheduled increase in the price of diesel oil from 43 cents to 54 cents per gallon meant that it was inevitable that the cost of services would increase, and that the fear and uncertainty felt by Barbadians from all walks of life were certain to continue.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.